Would you please tell her that you're not really Santa Claus? That there actually is no such person?
Well, I'm sorry to disagree with you, Mrs. Walker, but not only is there such a person, but here I am to prove it.
No, no, no. You misunderstand. I want you to tell her the truth. What's your name?
Kris Kringle.
I'll bet you're in the first grade.
Second.
I mean your real name.
That is my real name.
Second grade?
It's a progressive
story. It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 26th, 2018. It's the birthday of English actor Edmund Gwynne, born Edmund John Kellaway in London in 1877. On film, he is perhaps best remembered for his role as Kris Kringle in the Christmas movie Miracle on 34th Street, for which he won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor and the Golden Globe. He received a second Golden Globe and another Academy Award nomination for the comedy film Mr. 880 in 1950. He is also remembered for being in four movies directed by Alfred Hitchcock. As a stage actor in the West End and on Broadway, he was associated with a wide range of works by modern playwrights, including Bernard Shaw, John Galsworthy, and J.B. Priestley. After the Second World War, he lived in the United States, where he had a successful career both in Hollywood and on Broadway. Gwynne was educated at St. Olave's School and later at King's College, London. He began his acting career in the theater in 1895 and learned his craft playing brash comic roles. Over the next 20 years, his career flourished as bigger and better parts came his way, but his livelihood was interrupted by military service during the First World War when he served as an officer in the British Army. After peace returned, Gwynne resumed playing leading roles in the West End during the 1920s. He began working in films in 1916. A notable early role was a recreation of his stage character Hornblower in the 1921 film The Skin Game, which he reprised 10 years later in Alfred Hitchcock's early sound version. His own debut in a talkie was in an adaptation of Shaw's How He Lied to Her Husband, made at Elstree in 1931. Gwynne appeared in more than 80 films, including Pride and Prejudice, Cheers for Miss Bishop, Of Human Bondage, and The Keys of the Kingdom. George Cukor's Sylvia Scarlett was his first appearance in a Hollywood film as Katharine Hepburn's father. He settled there in 1940 and became part of its British colony. He had a small role as a Cockney assassin in a Hitchcock film, Foreign Correspondent, in 1940. Near the end of his career, he played one of the main roles in monster movie classic Them in 1954 and in Hitchcock's The Trouble with Harry the following year. Gwynne remained a British subject all his life. When he first moved to Hollywood, he lived at the Wiltshire Hotel in Beverly Hills. His home in London had been reduced to rubble during the bombings by the German Luftwaffe in the Second World War. Only the fireplace there remained. Eventually, Gwynne bought a house in Beverly Hills. He died of pneumonia after suffering a stroke in Woodland Hills, California, 20 days before his 82nd birthday. He was cremated and his ashes were stored in the vault at the Chapel of the Pines Crematory in Los Angeles. Gwynne has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at 1751 Vine Street for his many contributions to motion pictures. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 26, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.